I'm Maya.
And I'm Saya.
And we'll be your guides
through fan fiction hell.
Welcome to Ficta Inferno. There we go.
Jazz hands. Jazz hands.
Oh well. Chapter 7. After my little breakdown, Chek had calmly kept me warm and gave the occasional nudge or lick absently. Currently, I was sat in his nest and he was curled around me while his head rested on mine, looking around for any dangers. I was leaning against his body and my head rested on his shoulder as I remembered me and my brother and how different we were. Yeah, because I was attracted to raptors and he wasn't. He always made fun of me for that.
The next one.
Oh. Growling, Chek leapt up, pulling me up with his tail as he hissed and spat behind me out of danger. Peering around, I retreated into his curling embrace as in front of me stood a raptor.
Oh no!
It was dark brown with almost red scales dancing along his spine and down his tail. At the base of his penis was small spikes of hard skin in a brighter red. Whimpering, I barely noticed Chek rotate until he was shielding me to the point I could only just see the offending raptor's penis. Growling, the trespassing raptor pulled back, crouching in a defensive pose as the spikes crowned on its penis rose up in a threatening manner. Chek hissed and bent low, so his back and main body was still covering me while his teeth and claws prepped and ready for whoever made the first move. It was like a Mexican standoff.
What?
No. It's not how that works.
No, it was not.
No, that's not a Mexican standoff. That is until two other offending raptors appeared behind what appeared to be their leader. One with much smaller gold-like scales and no spikes around its penis. The other was a little larger with longer spikes but thinner, with less muscle around his penis than
You're
his
like,
alpha and companion.
Come on, Chek, let's gangbang her. Come on.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Four raptors on one human. This sounds like the perfect placement for Jenna.
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
Exactly.
They all have to be Link, though.
They have to wear Link disguises.
Yeah.
Well, she did fuck griffins and dragons, though.
Yeah. That, too.
So, kind of similar.
Chek, obviously at a disadvantage, thrust his penis forward and lengthened his neck before barking many times before having to leap at the leader as he attempted to skullfuck him. That's not really what it said, but I'm going with it. The other two growled as the more muscled one attempted to help his leader skullfuck Chek, while the larger thin one screeched before advancing on me, penis out and ready. Trembling, I backed away, not letting my eyes stray from him for a second. With my hands, I reached for his penis, stone, anything to use as a weapon.
Yes, you use his penis as a weapon against him.
Yep, I found.
As I
just pulls his penis right up.
No, it's still attached. Just smack him back and forth.
Oh, God. I found nothing. Preparing to pounce, the raptor began swaying his penis to feel the wind currents for the direction actually before springing from his clawed feet, only to be tackled by Ash, who was furiously hissing and skullfucking him as he regained his balance and they circled each other. Peach and the hatchling surrounded me, sniffing for wounds or any sign I had been injured, but I was more focused on watching Chek as he was tackled and skullfucked by the thankfully smaller raptors. Chek had the leader trying to gnaw at his penis while he was encasing his large jaws around his penis. At hearing a loud snap, I flinched, knowing that the schlong had been crushed within Chek's jaw. Releasing the schlong of the gold one, it feebly whined before collapsing in a bloody pile. Go ahead, Saya.
Oh, you don't want me to take the raptor sex in the next chapter?
I thought we could take turns in the next chapter.
Oh. The red leader released our alpha before growling and hissing as he retreated a step, barking at his other comrade, because this is Russia, as they exchanged communication noises and retreated.
Communist raptors.
Releasing a trembling breath, I felt the previous terror and fear almost melt away before shock made an appearance at seeing Chek's neck, or schlong. It was torn and shredded, and though it was only bleeding lightly now, it was still a vulnerability for him and nasty looking. Well, then I guess you just shouldn't have a neck.
Or a penis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now he's not attractive anymore. She doesn't want him anymore.
No. Not until she sees that dick.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't seen the dick yet.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Trembling over to him, I ran my fingers over the jagged edges of flesh, making him hiss slightly as Peach and Ash barked to one another before Peach went back to where the nest was and Ash sniffed Chek's wound and released a rolling breath as Chek whimpered roughly. Biting my lip, I gained their attention by rubbing my hand along their necks, being sure to avoid touching the raw, ripped wound.
Penis.
I wrapped my hand over the curve of Chek's penis before trying to lead him gently back to the main building. And after a few minutes, I finally got him to follow. A bark from Ash and Peach and the hatchlings appearing as they all followed me curiously. Blushing, because I'm embarrassed for some reason, I led them to the building, noting how dull and dank it looked as the windows had been smashed in. The doors split and even some of the bricks cracked and crumbling from most likely the T-Rex's entrance and exit. When we entered, Ash split of and smelt the doors and almost cawed back a positive to Chek and Peach, who then both relaxed slightly. Leading Chek to my bedroom.
Oh, God.
I pushed him gently onto the bed because a raptor can fucking fit in my bedroom. Which, after a few minutes, he finally relaxed upon, curled with only his neck extended, schlong extended slightly as he watched me move around the room gathering various items. I grasped a first aid box full of water and some slightly stiff towels as I made my way to his side before dipping the towel.
They were stiff because they were drenched in cum.
Yep.
Within the water and draped it over his schlong and mopped up some of the more extensive blood. He growled slightly as I cleaned the deep wounds, to which I winced, feeling slightly guilty before opening the first aid and cringing in anticipation. Grabbing the disinfectant, I gently dripped it over the damp, tinged pink towel and closed my eyes before swiping it over the wound for him to roughly growl as I stroked his jaw to hopefully appease him and calm him down. Ugh. When he purred in concern, I relaxed before starting to wrap a long, thick bandage around his schlong, making sure it was loose enough that he could move freely while hunting, yet firm enough that if reopened, it would quickly halt the bleeding and protect it from hopefully getting infected. While I cleaned up, he barked, summoning the rest of his pack. I assume he got the notion across that we would stay here tonight, because when I got back, he was curled a little more, and I could hear cooing from Peach from one of the nearby rooms, two words. Most likely calming the hyped hatchlings, while Ash was most likely sent to gather some dinner or something along them lines.
She hasn't eaten at all.
No.
Something along them lines.
Smiling at his closed eyes, I went and gathered some fresh clothes before heading into the shower, eager to free myself from the caked-on dirt, blood, and general grime. Not raptor cum yet.
No.
And the horniness that I felt. Needed to free myself from that.
I sighed as the water thankfully worked and was warm. Quickly dancing into the refreshing water. Is that something you do when you get in the shower? Is that the same?
Do the Macarena into the shower.
It's warm.
Just discoing, slipping, breaking my knee.
I forgot to lock the door while I was tossing my dirt-ridden clothes into a far corner.
Right, because you want to lock the door so the raptors don't use it and get in and
as
see her naked.
I washed in my strawberry-scented body wash, closing my eyes at the bubbles as they soothed over my pale skin.
But lightly tanned.
Mm-hmm. I was jerked from my state of relaxed cleansing from a nuzzle trailing over the bubbles along my abdomen and ribcage because a fucking raptor can fit in my shower.
I guess.
Snapping open my eyes, I shivered as seeing Chuck curiously breathed on my damp flesh, causing goosebumps erupted over my exposed flesh as a different look clicked within his reptilian eyes. And his wide jaws released his rough tongue before dragging it up my quivering skin, making me shudder as the contrast to the smooth water made me waver as my knees began to shake in an unknown emotion that curled within me.
Bound like a wet whale.
Fucking rip.
Okay, Paul, you have to start us off. Chapter 8.
I shivered under the now contrasted cold water as Chuck stood large D in front of me, watching my reactions to his long dick as it drizzled over my ribs and down my toned stomach. Stomach. Trembling, I bit my lip as his dickhead rose smoothly and his tongue brushed my breasts, making me gasp. Noting the positive response, he hissed lightly and his eyes shuddered before he curled his tongue on my left breast, focusing on my little dark pink nipple. Needing to hold on to something or my quivering legs would collapse, I shot my arms out and held onto his strong muscled shoulders, making it easier for him to gain access to my chest now. My arms were practically encasing him. Gulping, I moaned while my whirring mind was trying to send the point across that he was a dinosaur, that I was a virgin, and at this rate we were going to have sex. As if taking note of my uncertainties, check, that's a pun right there. Uncertainties.
God.
Check slid his tongue over... over to my other nipple, making me judder and almost keel over.
She must have really sensitive nipples.
Nipping my small buds, he began to nibble
Ow! Those are... Stop! You're making me cringe!
He began to nibble in an unsure yet eager manner. Before something touched my hips, making me jump, as he gently gritted his sharp teeth over my hard nipples, meaning I froze, not wanting to be accidentally cut. Scared, I glanced down to see what had brushed my hip bone.
I wonder!
Also, are her nipples, like, made out of stone or something?
Yeah, I think so.
His clawed hands were as my ribcage, and his legs were parted as though planted either side of me.
Oh, that's a power stance.
Oh, boy.
He's getting ready to, like, team lift something.
Popcorn.
Oh, God, we're... Wait. Oh.
Squeaking in shock.
Embarrassment and a little shame. I almost fainted as seeing a long shaft softly poking my hip bone.
Oh, I need Ryan to make up more.
Blushing, I tried to back away a little before sharp pins scraped warningly across my waist. Shaking slightly in fear.
We gon' fuck now.
And an emotion I had no idea was boiled inside me as I shook at seeing his possessive claws hanging onto me so I couldn't get away from him.
What? They have only 3 fucking fingers. Like, this has gotta be one of the weirdest.
Oh, now it's rape.
Oh, boy. Gulping, I tried to duck his warm, seductive tongue, blood-coated claws, and thick shaft, which all appeared to have their attention directed at me.
Really?
Tears begun to pickle at my eyes as I got out of his embrace in the cold shower water, only to trip over his long tail, which quivered under my goosebump-covered body in anticipation. My chest rose and settled harshly in fear as the deep breaths I was taking, as he would be angry at my pathetic escape attempt. The shift of his tail announced that he was turning slowly to where I was crouched. Looking fearfully up, I saw no violent or impending death attempts in his motions, only a gentle look that he usually focused on the hatchlings. Oh God.
I am uncomfortable. I am uncomfortable.
Bending his body, he crouched his leather side of me, leaning his short arms over my shoulders and leaving his large penis hovering over mine.
Over her large penis.
Yes. They're gonna have a sword fight.
Mm-hmm. Oh God. Leaning his head closer, he shifted so he was placing no weight on me and licked my lips softly and purred.
What? He licked her lips?
He licked her lips. Mm-hmm. Ew. But I don't know where that mouth has been. Smiling a little at the unknown motion that hadn't been heard of before from a raptor. His purr sent vibrations through like throwing a ball his body and automatically relaxed my tense muscles. My eyes fluttered as the feel of his soft penis rotated over my damp skin, sending little electric jolts across my spine to my fingers, toes, before settling in a frenzy of butterflies in my lower stomach. So her lower intestines.
Yes.
Groaning as his tongue danced, he's just licking her.
No, he's like he can't kiss her, so we're gonna like have to recreate this somewhere someday.
Oh God. Groaning as his tongue danced over my mouth as if getting a general feel of my face.
Her whole face.
As he trailed his body lower, making my hyper aware of the fact a long, intimidating body appendage was leaving residue down the insides of my thigh, making me jump a little and harshly press my breasts into the large creature that had claimed me as his mate. Lowering, he lapped the beds of sweat that bubbled along my chest, mixing with the remaining shower water and bubbles that had yet to pop.
Okay, I think we found almost as good of a one as Schlong.
Go for it, Saya. You get the bits.
Yes!
Tittering.
The tittering on the edge of surrendering and fighting soon became a unoptional thing as he slid up and pressed the head of his log. Thick member! Oh, Ryan's gonna come smashing through the door. No! At my untouched bare opening, making tingles zing over my skin at my lower region and dampen my lips with which ones, and the mere touch of the heated liquid at the top of his shaft. Schlong.
Untouched bear?
Is that what I read? Yeah, untouched bear opening?
How old is she?
I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe she shaved.
This is just getting concerning now.
Yep.
She is talking about those lips, by the way.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You find that out.
Yep.
Thank you, Paul. Mm-hmm. Shivering only made it worse as my folds parted and gave him the opportunity it needed to rotate his hips in sync with my shuddering body as he pressed a little deeper inside me, stretching me pleasurably as I began to pant as more of my folds dampened and soon began to drip between my
How
legs.
How many folds does she have?
A lot, Jesus.
Yeah, maybe she's part dinosaur.
Mm-hmm. And run down my legs onto the slippery tile floor.
She's got three vaginas.
I guess.
Gulping at the prospect he could simply shove inside of my roughly and unforgivably poisoned my consciousness before numbing at, he pulled back until his now hunched, imposing body was sniffing at my entrance. That was so confusing.
I have no
I'm
idea
not gonna
what
talk
happened.
About it.
He banged me.
Yep.
Not yet.
No. His dick went inside her folds.
Yeah. Yes. Taking his tongue, he pressed it at the apex of my legs roughly, almost impatient, before digging his pointed muscle.
Oh, God.
What? The wild grab bag of
words.
Synonyms.
Yep.
See, he's having his
deeper within Matisse, making my spine arch at the intense pleasure that imploded and explored up the discs in my spine until I was curved up across the floor while I clenched around his tongue and my legs spasmed under his arms, managed to contain them a tiny amount as his goal became to taste every inch of my juices and get his tongue as deep as he could within me while I was on a state of high as I orgasmed for the first time ever. No, nobody wants to say anything about that?
No, not really.
Okay.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes. My dude.
Mm-hmm.
I tried speaking, but it only came out a mumbled mess as my thighs clenched around his face and his jagged teeth nibbled at my entrance curiously.
Oh.
Don't do that.
No.
And found my clit and dibbled his warm saliva down my entrance before biting on my puffed lips as he suckled at my insides.
What the fuck?
Okay, that sounds like that hurts.
This is so WTF.
He just ripped her fucking badge off.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Relaxing my entire being at the after high from my orgasm, a silly smile crept along my face before I jolted and groaned as another round of the unforgivable pleasure coated my body as he seemed to sense the moment and covered me at the same time. He settled between my legs and his head floated around my chest, nipping my nipples, making it painful, as my next orgasm was fast coming, and my once again moist entrance was drooling over the tip of his member. Ryan, no! Which was pressing cautiously against me. Wait, how is...
I don't know what's going on anymore. At one moment, the penis is in her, then his tongue's in her, now the penis is back in her.
At the exact moment he pressed inside me slowly and stretched my virginal canal, I was tipped over the edge and a round of moisture covered my folds. His member, God... I'm gonna be haunted by Ryan for the rest of my life.
You only have a virginal canal when you're a virgin.
Yeah.
After
yeah.
that, it becomes a vaginal canal.
And even the surrounding area of my thighs before dipping on the floor as he pressed deeper and deeper before he was grating against my virginal barrier.
Okay, the hymen isn't that strong or whatever. It's just a thing and it pops quickly.
I think he's... They're meaning to say vaginal barrier. I don't think they're meaning to say...
I think they're totally meaning to say virginal barrier. They're
really?
Meaning the hymen.
It's been gone from the second that he
put his tongue
did anything.
Probably. But at the same time, it's like, or are you talking about The thing is, you it's only 6 inches in. Deep.
Mm-hmm. Right. You could finger someone and break the hymen.
You could do anything and break the hymen. Like
You could ride a bike.
Yeah.
Ride a bike, ride a horse, anything can break the hymen.
Yeah. Like, even if you...
Punch it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even, like, when working out and, like... Especially as dancers, like when we start being able to do like the splits and stuff,
yeah,
that can do it too.
Yeah,
I bet. I would rip my ball sack.
Painfully, he bypassed it. What? Did you fucking go through it? Phase through it?
Like, I guess he phased through it.
Her virginal barrier.
Making me jolt and cry out in pain as he froze, tilting his head unsure of the noise I made before rotating his hips a little, making more jolts cripple me, until he noted the positive response he got from my clenching legs and insides massaging him as he, in turn, massaged my passage pleasingly.
Yeah, so she can just, like, her vagina can just massage. It just starts vibrating.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I think she the electric shock did a little bit more to her than she'd like to admit.
Yeah.
It
mm-hmm.
made her able to control it in her vagina.
Yep.
This is so great. A snake-like grin speckled across his face as he rotated his hips, making his penis turn dreamily within me as my blood... Now help lubricate him.
No. No, that's not how that works.
And made the entrance easier for him as he kept twisting and pushing deeper in me as he went sending each of my nerves into overdrive.
He already went as deep as possible.
He did.
As the pleasure and pain coincided beautifully. Finally, he reached the furthest he cluck go... which brushed against my cervix rawly.
Oh, that's gonna hurt.
That does not feel good.
Nope.
I have to say, that is not a fun feeling.
Dude, you can bruise the cervix so like this.
She's not gonna be able to walk.
Oh, it's so cringy. Like, I just... I don't want to think about it.
Keep going.
His member was... from what I had vaguely seen, about 9 inches long.
Where's the other 3 inches going?
Nine's not that bad.
I know.
If you're, you know, I not know. In the position where you're going to be hit in the cervix. 4 inches thick. What?
Yeah, that's pretty, that's fucking massive.
So it's like...
Things get a massive dong.
It's like this.
It's like this big, and like this.
Holy shit.
That is a large dick.
Yeah. It's like this, it's wider than that.
And longer and than longer. That.
It's like that.
I can say 9 isn't that bad, but I've never gotten 9 and 4. Haven't hit that ratio yet.
I think he'd be dead if he did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe. I don't know. And almost gray. But I had been trying to avoid the prospect of looking at
it. Okay, but you can tell what the size is.
Yeah.
From, like, a quick glance.
Yeah, which is not a thing.
You know what? I'm not trusting... I'm not
She's
trusting
like,
her because she...
I saw, vaguely, that's 9 inches and 4 inches thick.
I'm just going to assume that she's an unreliable narrator, mm-hmm. and it's really not that big.
Oh, probably.
She's a virgin, so...
No. Yeah, she does. It's like 50 Shades all over
yeah.
again. She keeps saying that Christian's dick is, like, monstrously big, but she hasn't seen any other dick before.
Right. Yeah, and, like, my guess was, like, 15 inches.
I'm saying it's, like, 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it was inside me and he began to pull away slowly before pressing in and out, getting the hang of it as he sped at my moans. I am speed.
Hear me roar.
His tongue lapped up the sweat that sparkled along my face and chest as I heated up to a almost impossible temperature. I don't know what that means. as he got a little rougher, digging his member into me until pain and pleasure were mixed and my blood practically boiled. Barking, he hissed out in what I assume was pleasure as I once more fell over the edge and another orgasm sparked over my innocent features. And my eyes widened as I felt another intrusion, this time in the form of a thick liquid shooting within me, but my high orgasm-addled mind was too fuzzy and the presence of clouds at the moment for me to worry about his reptilian semen spurting harshly into my womb and bursting from where we joined.
Yeah, that's not going to do anything.
No. Panting, he sat atop me for moments before shifting as though uncomfortable before pulling slowly out and lapping up at my feet before he slipped higher, coating my body in his scent and his saliva, making sure to take the extra effort to clean my vagina. But I was too drowsy and tired to worry about it until finally I succumbed to sleep on the bathroom floor.
Just passes out on the bathroom floor. Okay.
Incredible. That was such a turnoff.
Chapter 9. Paul.
When I awoke, I squeaked slightly in fear at seeing a set of large teeth in my face before relaxing at recognizing Chick purring softly as he watched me. I was curled in his embrace as he had coiled around me until I was basically in a fetal position. He lengthened his neck, making it crack slightly, before he slowly stood, making sure I came with him, as I stretched my limbs before groaning at a warm ache in my stomach and at the apex of my legs. Wearily, I looked down at the dry blood between my legs before turning and heading to the shower. Well, Chick barked lowly before leaving the room to where I assumed he was going to check on the other pack members. There wouldn't be that much blood.
No.
I hope not.
No.
We hope.
If there was that much blood, problems. He did.
There's something wrong.
There's something wrong.
He done tore some shit, and she's gonna need some...
stitches.
Some plastic surgery. I slumped into the shower before scrubbing myself down until I was practically raw, but I felt so clean and perfect as though I had been wrapped in sunshine. I felt light and more confident, despite I had now been fucked by a fucking velociraptor. But the chances that anyone would return to me were slim. I wouldn't have to say shit. And I never would. Except for in the story. I was in a way one of the safest things on this island. If I was the mate to the alpha velociraptors, the only thing that would be stupid enough to try and attack a raptor was a T-Rex. But they were generally lazy, and my observations had shown that they often avoided many fights because they were at a serious disadvantage because of how small their arms are. No, they were not. They were top of the fucking food chain. Sorry.
Yeah.
You haven't read anything or done any observing.
So it's been speculated they may have actually been herbivores.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, like, dinosaurs are, like, the way that they're drawn, it's, like, it's how all of them are, like, drawn. Like, animals in general, like, they take off a lot of the fat layers and the fur and the feathers and leave only, like, skin and the bone and some of the muscle. So it's been speculated that dinosaurs were just big-ass birds.
Yeah.
And they just don't have the feathers on them.
When I was fully clean, I dried up with a slightly dusty towel before going into my shadowed room and pulling on some underwear. I searched for some light clothes, vaguely dreading the day that all my clothes were dirty and I had to start hand washing them, but I could through the other staff rooms. I could go through the other staff rooms and begin wearing them clothes, though. It would be a little eerie, but if I got desperate enough, I would have no choice. Okay.
She can't hand wash her clothes.
I guess not.
I guess there isn't
any laundry facility on the island.
So it would be a little eerie to go through and wear other people's clothes that haven't been there forever, but it's fine that she just fucked it.
It's only been a few days.
It's only been a few days.
Right.
3 at most, I think, if I have my estimation right.
More or
my
less.
My mind wandered as I pulled on a light blue denim pair of shorts and a black tank top. Why is fucking people? What the hell?
Paul is having technical difficulties.
I put, like, my phone keeps just going all the way back up to the top. With a bunch of cartoon dinosaurs on walking across a zebra crossing with heavy traffic printed in large bubble letters underneath. Where's she getting these, like, corny-ass black tank tops?
She probably specifically got them all, like, yeah, somewhere. Like, there was, like, probably, like, a collection of museum shirts or something.
Oh, wow,
like that.
You get that answer in literally the next paragraph.
Yep. Oh, really?
When I first got the job here, I got loads and loads of custom t-shirts with dinosaur themes on them, along with the other things, such as pajamas, and loads of Velociraptor cum on my face. Even the random selection of jewelry and my phone case.
The thing is, though, this takes place in the 90s.
Yeah. Every 90s girl wants to fuck a raptor now, apparently, I guess.
And have a phone case.
Yeah. For what phone, I don't know.
Yeah. Gasping, suddenly I tripped to my bag and rummaged through it in a speedy... In a speed worthy of a cheetah, finding my phone, I sighed at seeing it was smashed. Why would you sigh for me? Oh, thank God, it's smashed. Most likely from running around a few days ago so much.
Why didn't she just use it in the fucking first place?
I don't know. It's the 90s.
Either way, I don't honestly think it would be safe enough for a helicopter to land on these islands again for one girl. A warm breath suddenly clouded over my neck, blowing the odd strands of my hair around before I turned with a light jump. She's just like, you know what, I don't even want to leave. I'm going to stay here with this raptor and just get fucked.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is awesome. Stood there was Ash, releasing a rolling breath before nudging me in the direction of the bedroom door. Oh, she's about to fuck too?
Ooh.
Shrugging, I followed her lead as the light was slightly ahead of me and into the direction of where I assumed the pack was. I grinned widey as I entered the largest bedroom on the island, which, surprise, surprise, was Hammond's. It had large windows which were covered in little rips and dust streaks. The room, which was at one point pristine, was now covered in duvet covers, which had been pulled from other bedrooms, along with some odd branches, pillows, and even an extra mattress, but they had given up and it appears to have been dumped loosely near the doorway. And one of the hatchlings curled with a blanket cocooned around his or her spine.
I smiled at seeing all of the pack in the room. Peach was sparring with the other hatchlings while Chek was sprawled out over the bed watching them playfully spar together. At my entrance, he purred loudly while Ash passed me and began calling to Peach as she stopped playing and left the hatchling spar together instead. As I made my way over to Chek, he sat up a little, watching me as I strolled over to him, before sitting gently on the edge of the mattress, watching as the sleeping hatchling awoke, as the others managed to wake her up by rolling over her. Smiling, I giggled as they played. Ash and Peach walked around the room, running with their backs straight. I assumed they were going hunting. I soon ended up playing with the hatchlings of our favorite game when I looked after them. I was stalking them as they all ran and hid around the room, only to ambush me whenever I got too close. I was proud in a strange sense. They were working together in a strong pack sense. When they were older and ready to hunt, they would be brilliant additions to the pack as hunters. Eventually, Peach and Ash returned with a Yellimimus. They dropped it in the center of the room, which landed with a slight slap sound before hatchlings tucked into the fresh carcass. Grimacing, I backed away slightly queasy before I almost felt a light bulb ding above my head. The kitchens were stocked for up to 6 months, and since that was including over 600 people, it should last me a good while. As long as the circuit breakers remained intact, the freezers would hold up. Grinning, I strolled out and down the hallway, vaguely aware that I heard someone following me, and turned and smiled at Chek as he patiently cocked his head at me.
Continuing my way to the kitchens, I heard him follow me every step of the way until I managed to enter the cool kitchens, beelining to the large fruit selection. I hopped onto the side next to the counter and began munching on a few strawberries, grapes, and various other small fruits. Wait, were they just out in the open? They'd be so disgusting by now.
Nope.
Chuck crouched and sat on his hunches, watching me with a curious puppy look as he cocked his head this way and that. I shuffled a little as my ass was cold, and he stood at the slight moment. I grasped an apple before pushing myself slightly from the counter, landing gently on the tiled floor. As Chuck sniffed me gently before licking my neck, making me shudder in pleasure, mountains of goose flesh sprinkled over my arms and neck.
Now she just loves him.
Yep. He leaned closer to me, and I grasped as his head burrowed in my neck, and as he nipped me a little as I jumped and slightly clawed at my shirt. Oh, God. And ended up closer to him as his warmth enveloped me, making my core start to moisten in anticipation. He lifted his head and sniffed before he slitted his eyes focused on me as he lowered his head of the apex of my legs and nipped my shorts in confusion before biting a little harder, trying to get to the desired area. I giggled a little before softly pushing his eager snout away. I unbuttoned the shorts button and push both my shorts and panties down, which he eagerly began sniffing and puffing his hot breath over my my ever more dampening lips. I parted my legs a bit as he started grating his rough tongue at my entrance. My knees began juddering as I started panting, while my skin began to dampen from the heat building within me. Grunting as he shifted suddenly and was now starting to nip my ears and lick my glittering sweat from my face, I was hypersensitive as my eyes drooped closed at the stars that seemed to burst along my body and tingle over my muscles as I clenched and struggled to remain standing. Saya.
All right, round two. My legs suddenly gave way and my whole body clenched in blissful orgasm. From what? I don't know. Oh, wait. Tongue. Sorry.
Yeah.
And my body turned into jelly. He thankfully, though, was pushed as close as he could get to me and was currently my leaning post, along with the cold counter blissfully chilling my spine. Chuck adjusted in a comfortable confusion before I felt a familiar pressure pressing against my damp and no doubt drooling folds. Which practically
folds, that's so sexy.
So
folds.
We don't know if Ryan hates this one or not. We only know he hates member.
Yep. And you hate panties.
I do hate panties.
I don't like folds. That's
folds
just,
is
like,
definitely not my favorite either.
What the fuck is that? What? Okay.
Which practically grasped onto him as if refusing to let him go. He didn't seem bothered though. Grunting, he thrust it into me, making me squeal at the pain and contrasting pleasure, which made another burst of bright colors dance over the inside of my eyelids. He froze at my throaty noise before pulling out lightly and twisting his hips, making me release a shuddering gasp. What is this twisting of the hip?
I don't know.
Yes, as he pressed the pleasure point inside me, instinctively I wrapped my nimble arms around his strong and sturdy neck as he rotated his hips in a circle.
Mm-hmm. Bring it around town!
While pushing himself deeper within me and pulling back as my legs twined around the muscular hips that he managed to twist so perfectly. Butterflies tickled over my skin gently as I lost myself in his powerful and exotic thrusting. What is an exotic thrust?
Well, he's a dinosaur. So.
Everything he does is exotic.
Yes.
Yep.
As my mind retreated into a place where the pleasure was so extreme, It felt like any moment would make my mind explode from the fact nothing could ever have been imagined like this. Hmm. No shit.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
My head actually hurt from how amazing he was, and it made tears stain my eyes and turn the world blurry as the erotic situation was literally turning me insane.
Dear Lord, yep. She is insane if she's having sex with a dinosaur.
Right. That was long before she started having sex with a dinosaur.
Oh, yeah.
Grunting, I felt his thick cum stain my insides, and my tight canal almost strangled him before flooding in juices. The second he pulled away from me, a floaty smile danced across my face, and my legs shook violently as though I were from a cartoon before I slid to the floor, only for him to follow and begin cleaning my entrance of our previous exercise. And it was that second where he curled around me, shifting his head so I was snuggled in his protective embrace, cleaning my sweaty, shivering body. Stop doing that. I knew I would never leave, although unorthodox, bizarre, and totally strange, I felt a connection to him and his pack. Well, now our pack, and I would never want to leave. I loved him, and honestly think I can't live without him, even though it's only been like 4 fucking days.
Yep.
And I don't want to. This was my home now, and not because I had always loved dinosaurs and I had raised the hatchlings from eggs, but because if he was here, then here I would stay. The end.
This is worse than Bigfoot porn. Worse than Bigfoot porn.
I'm speechless.
That was so cringy.
Oh my god. I can't even.
This is one of those stories where I'm like,
what is wrong with the writer?
A lot of things.
What?
She's a scaly.
What happened to them to make them this way?
Maybe they watched Jurassic Park once. Maybe they like
actually had a snake as a pet to which they like masturbated.
Ew, that's animal abuse! Animal abuse, Paul! We don't joke about that here.
I'm that meme from Seinfeld where it's confused laughter and what the fuck. That's me right now. I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
I don't know what happened.
This whole story.
Yeah, this is just, Paul had to go get Tater Tot because he's so, like, traumatized by this now. We have traumatized Paul.
You know, before this, I used to think 50 Shades of Grey was the thing that turned me off the most. No, I found a new winner.
Raptor sex.
It's somewhere I never fucking wanted to go.
You wanted to read it the most.
I did really want to read this fic the most because it is so bananas. This is gonna just be like our Ted Bundy episode where everybody's gonna be like, oh, that's definitely clickbait, and then I'm gonna watch almost all the way to the end for the actual sex.
Yeah, also...
Well, it's just like, I didn't think it was actually gonna happen. It was gonna actually be real.
It happened. I skimmed through it. I knew it was going to happen.
I didn't read, like, all the sex, but I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Also, we know at least one thing. The raptor is bigger than Christian Grey.
Yes, yep. We have confirmed that.
Yep. Tater Tot agrees. He looks like, help me. Help me. Help.
You decided to lay like
that. Help. He's gonna punch you in the face if you try anything else.
I'm like, not disturbed, but I'm like, there is concern.
Mm-hmm. It's concerning.
Now.
It is rather disconcerting.
Now I don't feel like I can ever kink shame myself again. Because at least I don't want to fuck a dinosaur.
At least you don't want to fuck a dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tigers, on the other hand.
Mow.
Mow. Mow. Mow.
Mow.
Mow. Please stop haunting me with this noise.
Mow.
No.
Mow. I'm gonna hear it.
Wow.
I'm gonna hear it up nightmares. Until the day I die.
Wow.
Just doesn't help that I also put it in D&D.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
What's coming to D&D next? Raptor sex?
I'm ready for some more D&D.
I have to, like, actually do the thing and...
Hi, Beam.
I have to do the planning of it out, and then we have to choose a day.
Hi, Bean.
Because I've been busy.
Yeah, Bean didn't come out here at all during the raptor sex.
No.
He was terrified.
He's like, please let me go.
Please let me go. I don't want to deal with this anymore. Why won't you stop? Thank you.